This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Well, breaking in the sun as we speak up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Nigel Probe. Nigel Farage faces Ofcom investigation after calling Sweden the rape capital of the world during radio show. And Sweden is the rape capital of the world because they're very passive and the Muslims are raping hundreds of people a week there. But you can't even say in the UK that Muslims attacked yesterday on the bridge quartered over the Thames River by Big Ben. Nigel Farage faces investigation. Of course, Le Pen, leading the polls in France, is under indictment for saying the greatest threat France has faced since the Nazi occupation of the 1940s is radical Islam, and for stating the sky's blue. She's under federal indictment. Nigel Farage is to be investigated by Broadcasting Watchdog over comments made by LBC radio show during which he referred to Sweden as the rape capital of the world. Yes, and they're in the news today. The FEC wants to shut down Drudge. The former UKIP leader, 52, began hosting an hour-long weeknight phone-in LBC radio show in January. Ofcom is now assessing comments he made on the show about the refugee crisis when he referred to Sweden as the rape capital of the world. And the UK's got these police. They've all got thought police. His remarks, which were made on February 20th and went unchallenged, sparked 9 complaints by the Islamists that are openly saying, Queen of England, move out or we're going to get you. The Ofcom statement said, we're investigating whether comments made in the program were materially misleading. Yes, it's misleading to say, no judge, no jury. You don't have to actually have a trial now. You just say Muslims think that women are slaves. That, you know, that's a lie. No, that's the truth. And a lot of people can't handle the truth. I sat back and tried to stop those wars because they were knocking out non-radical Muslim countries. And I want Muslims to have freedom. I know most Muslims are heretics and don't want to be under their own religion. I talked to them. But the people running it make the KKK look like cupcakes. And so I started being honest about 5 years ago. I said, if I'm going to go protest the KKK and La Raza, that's like a brown KKK, I'm going to go protest the Muslims. I mean, you know, there isn't a bigger cult in the world than Wahhabism. I mean, I go to Saudi Arabia 5 minutes, preach Christianity, I'm going to be locked up. Do it again. They'll cut my hands off or kill me. I'm supposed to bring people in like this and then bow down to them? No, I'm not doing it. You know, I love Nigel Farage. It's just like Rand Paul. I don't get big boost in ratings when Rand Paul's on or Nigel Farage. Quite frankly, I find myself unlistenable most of the time. But I have the most listeners than Paul Watson after me on talk radio. We can watch the computer numbers. We see them come in. If I found 20 people better than me, I'd put them on air. I don't care. Black, white, Hispanic, whatever they were. You're on air. You do better than me. You're on tomorrow. I'm gone. I'm going to run the show and just sit back and drink lemonade. But it's like Rand Paul. People ask, when's Rand Paul come on? When he calls and wants to come on. I have to, if I want him on, I have to call his home number in Kentucky and talk to his wife when she's there. And then he comes on like 2 days later. That's an example of what Trump's under. Rand Paul's like, yeah, call me anytime. I want to come on. Why don't you ever have me on? What's it talk? His people won't return Nico Acosta's calls. And again, it's not like we need Rand Paul. He's a great guy. We want him on. Nigel Farage, I see him. He goes, yeah, I'm never on the show. Here's my card. Have me on. I have to call him to get him on because his booker people are mainstream and decided he doesn't need to come on my show, even though Nigel Farage admits he got half of UKIP growth out of InfoWars 15 years ago on the show. And look, I'm not even bitching. It's just inside baseball how Trump's having his agenda blocked. If I can't get Nigel Farage or Rand Paul on except when they call me, and I was like, I haven't heard from you in years. I'm like, your people, well, I'll talk to them. And then the next time we want them on, we get them on. The next time, they ignore us. It's the gatekeepers. It's like a cult. They just get off on stolen power.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words.
What they mean,
what they say. Fake news.com. 15 years ago, he coined that term, the fake news. the show unoriginally people are. By the way, Nico Acosta and the crew just made a key point. Just from memory, I remembered that in Europe, there are literally hundreds of rapes that go unreported every week, thousands every year, and memories, like 80-something percent are Islamic. It's been in the news that the police are ordered to shut that down. So Trump says, you heard what happened last night in Sweden. It was actually three nights before. But then the next day, there was a big rape rally. And the liberal women go to these anti-racism rallies, and then they get raped at them. And there's videos we can't even show you. They're on YouTube. So Nigel Farage, the patriot nationalist of the UK, who they tried to kill, admittedly, the police have admitted this three times, plane crash, cars, the wheels off, you name it, brake lines cut. We even go to Wikipedia. So Wikipedia, that's the headline, with crime statistics from the EU, admits Sweden is correct, rape capital of the world per capita. Looks like by population it is, too. Good God. That's rape per 100,000. So they're looking at arresting him right now under all these EU, UK anti-free speech laws. That is incredible. You know, I want to just talk about one more thing, get out of here. But John Rappaport, my friend, we know they were surveilling Trump. They bragged 2 months ago. We covered it here on air. We said, wow, they're illegally doing this. Look at Big Brother. This ought to wake Trump up. It did. Our big criticism was he was pro-surveillance, remember? He wakes up to that. They go, oh, you're crazy. We never said that. Now Nunes comes out and says, yeah, they were surveilling. I head up the Intelligence Committee. Now they're calling him a Russian agent saying investigating, and they're calling Rand Paul an actual agent. I'm under criminal investigation. Just Google it. Wikipedia, McClatchy, AP Reuters. I'm being looked at by the FBI anti-espionage counter, you know, state group as being run by the Russians. Because you heard Maxine Waters, she said, like, Trump and others actually get our orders from Putin. Putin said, I can't get a word in edgewise. Nobody gives me ideas hardly. I'm a motor mouth, but I wish somebody was giving me ideas. I mean, you give me ideas. I actually listen to John Rappaport when he hosts the show at night. I want to get home and I listen to him. I love him. I go to NoMoreFakeNews.com. But, I mean, it's just, it's like, behind the scenes, they've got major news agencies following me around everywhere in Austin, PIs on me. Democratic Party official top lawyers are up my rear end right now trying to figure out a way to sue us. They told me on the phone. So I'm dealing with this with lawyers and stuff right now. We've got them saying, shut down Drudge, shut us down. They have congressional hearings saying, I'm a Russian agent. And I'm like pinching myself, like, is this a simulation? John Rappaport, it's not about me. I'm just saying, what the hell is going on here? It must show we're over the target. It must show with our guests and yourself and others and what they know we're planning to do. Put John Rappaport on every day if he'll do it. They are scared because they know humanity's already awake. And I think if they can kill a few lead elephants, somehow everybody else is going to wander off. Don't they understand? You've heard of a Midas touch. They've got a disease touch. Everything they do now turns to dust. Before it was all working, it's like something metaphysically flipped. John Rappaport.
Yeah, it flipped completely because there's too many people that are now awake, Alex. So how do you put the genie back in the bottle? You can't. It doesn't work. People have, first of all, people suddenly understand the difference between nationalism and globalism. All of a sudden, wow, I hadn't thought about that for 20 years. Now I see the difference. I see why the jobs are all going away, people out of work, factories going abroad, traitors, treason, economic treason. I get it now. I see it. How are you going to put that back in a bottle? You can't. So apparently they've come up with the most ridiculous thing they can possibly say, this whole thing about Putin and Russia. I mean, this sort of follows the theory of you tell one ridiculous lie, and if people don't believe it, then you multiply the ridiculousity of the whole thing by a million, and you tell another lie.
That's the Hitler rule. The bigger the lie, the more they believe it. But not – that was when Hitler had the newsreels and radio and all the newspapers. Hitler – these people don't have total control of the media.
Yeah, they're losing. They're already losing. All they do is they just echo each other. You know, it's like a little gossip circle.
It's a false reality.
Yeah, because New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, they just...
No one's being surveilled. That's crazy. When a week before, they're saying they're surveilling.
Yeah, you know, Or did you hear what Trump said and the thing and whatever? And then he denied it and he said it. And what do you think of that? Well, I think it's terrible. And so, and then another station picks it up. It's just like a bunch of gossip girls sitting around. Oh, did you hear what she said about government? Meanwhile, what is he doing? What is he actually doing? I mean, look, here's a stupendous thing. He's proposing to cut 50% of the United Nations payout every
beautiful
year in the United States, $10 billion a year. He's saying, yeah, let's cut it in half right now for starters.
This is a group openly trying to take over our police and local governments, openly trying to destroy our country. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's stupendous. That's an incredible thing that happened. Anything you can do to possibly cut the power of the United Nations, wow, let's have a rally and let's celebrate. Unbelievable.
No, it's true. He's so delivering. But let me ask this, and I got to go. I know you're busy. The health care bill, we know Obamacare is a death spiral, meant to wreck the economy. Gruber admits that. Ezekiel Emanuel admits it. And that's a fact from them. This is a little bit better. It's better in some ways. It's still a big payout to big banks and insurance companies to make us buy stuff. And it still keeps prices high, not as high. I don't like it. But then I get from people off record at the Senate is like, don't worry. He knows how to get himself out of something now. Trump's listening to Bannon. Go in. Okay. Let the Republicans destroy, what's his name? Blue Eyes, Paul Ryan. Then Trump comes in and negotiates a deal. Healthcare showdown. Rebelling Republicans risk wrath. White House final offer. Vote may be delayed. But they put his whole future, his destiny on this one deal. Now, I know Trump likes to troll the globalists, but this may be a miscalculation.
Well, maybe it is, but I think it's a media-driven, quote, miscalculation, because look at how many times bills have been voted down that the White House wanted, and what do? 3 days later, they turn around and they bring it back, or they propose a slightly different
bill. Sure, so it's a process. Well, the inside baseball is he's learning. They're saying, put it on Congress. They always give it to the president. The constitutional role is make them do it. This is what we keep asking for.
Exactly. I mean, this is no big deal as far as I'm concerned. It's the media that are saying, this is it. You know, if he can't get this passed the way he wants to, he's finished. Why stop? Nonsense. Say, okay, so you guys are going to now risk your careers by voting. Okay, fine. We'll introduce something later, okay? And then 2 weeks later, here we go, a different version.
That's what I see, is he didn't commit himself early. Now he kind of is. We'll see. Trump's disproven me wrong quite a bit, more canny than I thought. So we'll see what happens.
I think they're just going to reintroduce another version. They're going to say, hey, guess what? We're still alive. We're still in the White House. The sky didn't fall. And here's a better version.
Well, sure. In fact, the big, conservative caucuses have said, well, they're talking to Trump, and he's actually signaling that's good. So that's why what I was told a week ago has now been confirmed, that that's what Trump's doing. So I get it. There's no deception. He's just learning how to pull himself out of something so he doesn't get the crossfire of the whole deal, which is fine. We're going to skip the break so you have more time. Just briefly, it's back in stock, but we make like $4 or $5 a tube on Super Blue that my dad's a dentist designed with the top maker in the country. That you know the name of the organic fluoride-free toothpaste. Well, that's what makes ours. But we can't say it's a private labeling. But then they add to it iodine, and then also nano silver, peppermint, and tea tree oil, super blue. And by the way, I don't do this on purpose. There's a lot of stuff we keep in stock now, like X2 and things. It's that you ramp up, and then the tube we chose keeps selling out. And then they haven't set up in their factory a run for us yet. They're so busy making their toothpaste because organics are so popular that instead of making, 10,000 tubes, I'm looking at making 50,000 next so I don't sell out so quick. We got a very small, like half order, like 5,000 tubes. It's about to sell out. We got the bubblegum flavor coming in for kids that, isn't as strong next week. But your purchase makes the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But more importantly, we don't get high-quality, storable food and things because we're in fear. We do it to be in charge and secure. And every successful species stores food. The best companies, my Patriot. We have their full line, updated daily with their latest specials, InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the great reviews, but InfoWars selects their whole line, private label by us, at the factory, so we can contractually go occasionally lower than them. The contract says 10%, but I twist their arm occasionally to go 30, 40%. That's one of these windows, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 30, 40% off. We got specialty foods, whole spectrums. Your purchase supports the broadcast. We have the new Defender special body armor in, the nanotech body armor from Citizens Defense. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com takes a lot of money. NSR Tactiker, Kydex holsters, they're all there. And when you shop with us, you get great deals at great prices, and you're funding a group that has the enemy completely in our face. Now, I'm skipping the breaks to have more time, but getting back, and soon I'll give you your own show so you can just pontificate on me interrupting, but not just the fourth hour. To me, it's a desperation move to have them say we're investigating Alex Jones and Breitbart, two groups, as actually being Russian agents. I mean, that is like being told I'm a Martian, okay, you know, from a green flying saucer. But I look at this, and I see what's happening, and it just tells me we must be doing something special. And then all the other stuff where they're saying they want to shut us down, they want to break us down. What do you think listeners should do? Because I think they need to understand, it's not like they're supporting us. They are us. And not just buying the product. Spread the link. Spread the articles. Because they're admittedly trying to censor us more than ever. So what do we do, John Rappaport? You go ahead and take over.
Well, the first thing that you do is you spread all this information out as far as you possibly can to as many people as you possibly can. Because the more people who wake up, they understand what's at stake here. The enemy understands that there's a critical mass at which everything changes. We already reached a couple of stages of that.
So that's why they're all in. It's total commitment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get to a certain point, there's no turning back on this. You reach another point, there's no turning back on that. We're in the foothills of getting globalism off our backs. And it's not just in America, it's in many countries that are waking up and saying, what were we doing?
And we just got to climb the mountain, ignore their BS, and we're going to do it together.
Absolutely.
Keep going, sorry. This is powerful info.
We just keep on going. And keep on going with more intensity and with more help and more colleagues and people looking at all these things from important different vectors, letting people know what's happening. I get emails all the time from people. I read your article about this. It woke me up not only to what you were talking about, but let me tell you about my experience here and there and this. People connect the dots. Everybody's got some experience with the globalists, whether they know it, whether they call it, whether they name it. Everybody's got some experience, some horrible experience that they have undergone. And when they realize what the source is and why it's happening and where it came from and what the agenda is, they now become radicalized in the best sense.
And that's what's crazy. The globalists admit they engineered it. They are literally greasing the skids for every problem we have to make it worse and getting rich off of it. I mean, they really are the problem. What will humanity do if we get them off our backs? And then I'm gone. Go ahead.
Well, it's just going to be a complete renaissance, because then people are going to say, well, I'm free. Now we're free. So what do you say we do this, for example? Let's take a state like South Carolina or something like that. And let's say now that in South Carolina, any health practitioner can practice whatever they do, as long as whatever they do is not more harmful than...
Within 10 years, that'll be the capital of new medicine worldwide.
Exactly. It'll be the most prosperous state in the United States. You'll have millions of people moving there. There'll be an economic boom. Businesses will be opening up around these alternative health centers. Everybody will say, wow, this is prosperity. This is healing. This is health. This is freedom. I like this. This is terrific. And some other state, you know, that's down in the dumps and all in debt is going to say, well, we got to do that too. And if the globalists are gone, there's going to be nobody there to say, no, you can't do that because Hey, it's freedom. It's prosperity. Everybody's back. I remember this. I sort of have a memory of how this used to be. Okay, let's go. Let's get this repression off our backs, and let's be free and prosperous and honorable at the same time. Wow. Now, you can't beat that combination. There's no way to beat that. And that's the way this whole thing takes off. That's the way it is taking off. That's the way the difference is between the future and the present. And let's look in respect to that, another thing that Trump has proposed. Out of the box, I mean, out of the blue, okay? Got to give you just a second or two of background here. You ever heard of the National Institutes of Health? Do you know what that is? It's a federally funded, meaning taxpayer funded, medical research institution run by the government. It happens to be the biggest research medical institution in the world, 20,000 employees, a gigantic budget, billions and billions of dollars every year. And so in Trump's proposed budget, out of nowhere, let's slash $6 billion off of the National Institutes of Health. He didn't have to do that. Nobody had to do that. Somebody there gave him the deal and said, this is a place where we got to stop funding because you know what these guys are doing? Destructive chemotherapy, destructive radiation, failed war on cancer, the most arrogant scientists in the world that do research that harms people, that develops horrendously toxic drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what these little gods have been putting out there for the last 50 years, destroying the population, eating the population out from within. Yeah, you're right. What do we do? Well, let's cut. Let's start off with a big cut. $6 billion off their budget. Ah, the scientists are screaming bloody murder. This is going to doom all of humanity to destruction. No, it's actually going to free up humanity. It's actually going to free up humanity. And it's going to take these little gods off their thrones. Slash more than 50% of the U.S. funding for the United Nations, which is $10 billion. A year, $10 billion a year, to float this giant carcass on the east side of New York where all these diplomats can come and pretend that they're doing something while the United Nations is plotting through every community in the United States and in other countries to destroy freedom and choice of where you live and how you live under the rubric of sustainable development and so forth and so on. Yeah, let's take away half to start with. Let's see how they squirm. Let's take $6 billion off the National Institutes of Health, and let's, in the process, actually bring back some health instead of medical destruction. These are major stories, folks. Now, you may not see it that way initially, particularly the story about the National Institutes of Health. I've spewed out numbers and statistics on this program and in my articles for years and years now about, you know, conservative estimate, mainstream, meticulous, conservative estimate. The medical system kills 225,000 people a year in the United States. That's 2.25 million people per decade. And other studies and other statistics and so forth. And horrendous severe adverse effects from vaccines and so on and so forth. Cutting $6 billion off their budget at NIH is a very big deal, a very good deal for the American people. So let's keep that in mind. So let me echo Alex about storable, select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Limited time, 30 to 40 off. So you better get there now. Off the entireville select storable food line at InfoWarsStore.com. Shelf life of 25 years, super high quality ingredients in the USA, made in the USA. 30 to 40 off on all InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com today for a limited time. You buy great health, great food, great products, your survival, you support InfoWars in the mission. The mission is freedom. That's the story. When you get down to the bottom line, that's what we're talking about. All good things come from freedom. All bad things come from globalism. It's not that much a rocket science, folks. They want to control you and everybody else. We'll be back after the break.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour on InfoWars. The reason that I keep on and keep on and keep on about the medical tyranny is because the medical tyranny is one of the great or the greatest arm of the globalist enterprise, because it poisons you. It poisons you in many ways, in many forms, in many medicines. Documented this for years on end. Used to wonder why. Why is this happening? Sitting there at my desk, I can still see it in Hollywood, one drug after another in front of me, laid out on a long table, the so-called adverse effects of each one. How many millions of people are we talking about here? 10, 20, 30, 100 million that are taking at least one of these drugs? What is going on here? Eating the country out from the inside. Well, where did this all come from? This is Rockefeller medicine. This is where it came from. In case you don't know, the Flexner Report, early in the 20th century, the attempt to revolutionize all medicine to make it pharmaceutical, to edge out and destroy the competitors who actually have healing, and to institute this giant fortress all over the world, cradle to grave, or you could say a womb to grave system, every citizen in lockstep from the beginning to the end, diagnosed with 20 or 30 or 40 different so-called diseases and mental disorders, drugged to the gills, toxified, poisoned, disoriented, weakened, disabled, unable to think, unable. You want to know what the zombie effect, that's what that's all. That's where that comes from. That's what's happening. And people are coming out of that trance. And one of the ways they're coming out of it is with alternative healing, which is traditional healing in many respects. Millions and millions and millions of people in America alone who are fully aware of this. In the early 1990s, when I was hip deep in the so-called health freedom movement, ran for a seat in the Congress out of Los Angeles on that platform, it was all about freedom. You have the freedom to manage your own health. You have the freedom to decide what to do with your body in terms of health, in terms of healing. That's the story. That's what it is. There was no internet. There was no email. There were no cell phones. There was no social media. There was no nothing. And on that issue, the Congress received millions of letters, written, typed letters from Americans demanding that they have their own health freedom and that the FDA get its nose out of trying to overregulate nutritional supplements. More letters came into Congress on that issue than any other in the nation's history. Those people are still around, as are their children who have grown up healthy. The Rockefeller system of medicine, which was instituted around the world, has the overall prime effect of destroying populations. It is population control. It is depopulation. It is poison. It is toxification. It is all of those things. And the documents, the studies, the reports are all there to prove it. I've laid it out many times. It's all there. It's out in the open. And now, for example, in New Zealand, it looks like they're about to drown the whole country in fluoride. Another poison, another brain-disabling medical treatment, because they're going to basically hand over the decision as to whether to fluoridate areas and provinces and counties and so forth to the federal government. That's the bottom line. That's what they're about to vote on over there. And it looks like that's the way they're going to go, into more medical slavery, because that's what this stuff is. And did you know where fluorides came from originally? From the Manhattan Project, the project in the United States to build an atomic bomb on the East Coast, New Jersey, Delaware. The main effluent that flowed out of that manufacturing and research process was fluoride. And a study written at the time, a report, indicated, because there was great damage in farmers' fields and animals dying and plants being destroyed, food crops and so forth, that it was really the fluoride component and not the uranium component that was causing the majority of the damage. And they had to do something about that real quick. And so it was suggested out of the blue. Well, maybe we could call this, a dental treatment. How about that? We'll settle these lawsuits from these farmers quietly, okay, and then we'll send people around the country lecturing on how fluorides are a wonderful treatment for teeth. How about that? Well, okay, why not? Let's go. Propaganda, It worked. It worked. It actually worked. This toothpaste contains the same material that ran off from the A-bomb project. Happy brushing. Have fun. Good health to you. Hope you don't incur any brain damage or cracking of bones. The Union of Scientists at the EPA, at the Environmental Protection Agency, the head of that union, William Hersey, in 1999, wrote a long letter, public statement, it wasn't secret report, out in the open, representing the Union of Scientists at the Environmental Protection Agency, saying fluorides are dangerous. And he went down chapter and verse, chapter and verse, chapter and verse. And he mentioned John Calhoun. I think that's his name. Scientist in New Zealand who was commissioned to do a study on fluorides, was absolutely convinced that it was safe and effective, wonderful, all of a sudden changed his tune when he actually looked into what was happening there. We're not going to let that out. Oh, no, 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 no. So now they're going to try to drown the entire country of New Zealand in fluorides. That's a medical treatment, by the way, folks. Did anybody ask you whether you wanted it? Is there any informed consent, any freedom, any choice? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Speaking of which, it's a good segue. InfoWarsLife.com, super blue fluoride free, toothpaste, back in stock. Sold out for over a month. It's back. InfoWars Store. com. Health of your gums, health of your teeth. I'm just looking here. Halogen, iodine instead of bad halogen fluoride. Natural oils, ingredients. Peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver added in. A new version for kids. It's back in stock for how long? Don't know. Go there now. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Get it. Help the show. Help spread the word. We're talking about the breakout. This is the breakout. You know the way stock traders say, well, stocks are trading here, and then it broke out. It broke out. We're talking about freedom. Breaking out, the overthrow of globalist forces. What's their agenda? Global government. One global management system for the planet, just in case you need to be reminded or you didn't know. Central point that controls production and distribution of all goods and services. You get this, you get that. You can eat, you can't. It also, through its flagrantly false so-called climate agenda, aims to reduce the overall energy production of all countries on the planet by a significant amount in order to stave off absolute collapse due to CO2. Entirely fraudulent science, but reduction in energy production, in other words, torpedoing every economy, disabling the people in every possible way, the migrant floods, the open borders, inducing more chaos, more crime, more destruction, more attacks, and clamping down with heavier security, etc., etc. Getting the picture? The takeover, ripping untold numbers of jobs, good jobs, away from industrial countries, setting up factories in third world hell holes, slave labor, no environmental rules whatsoever, exporting those products back to the industrial countries with no tariffs to be paid, no tax, no penalty, undermining, torpedoing the economy of all the industrialized nations. all these vectors. This is the globalist program. One world, unfree, under the control of one authority. We know best. Sure they do. The breakout is freedom coming out of that. Exit from the European Union. Exit from globalism in America. Exit from imprisonment inside the medical cartel. The covert op, primo covert op arm of the globalists via Rockefeller Medicine. That's the deal. That's the way it works. So when I say, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the proposal of the Trump White House is, let's slash $6 billion a year from government medical research. They know something, folks. They know something. This isn't just, well, that we don't need that money. No, no, they know something. They know that that is one of the primary research centers for toxic central to toxify the population. Yeah, let's cut $6 billion from those guys. They think they're entitled. They are the most arrogant scientists in the world. They think only they know, and the people are completely stupid, and we will foist anything we want to on them. No. It's a changing world, my friends. It's a changing world. It's not going on in the same way. Just the mention of slashing $6 billion. And then let's cut 50% from the U.S. supporting that gigantic welfare state on the east side of Manhattan called the U.N. Let's cut, I don't know, 50% off their $10 billion that we, the people, pay for. For the UN, the United Nations, in addition to Agenda 21 and all of that stuff, don't forget the World Health Organization, home of every fake epidemic that's ever been touted in order to force people and coerce them and brainwash them into getting toxic vaccines. Yes, toxic vaccines. Read the ingredient list. Oh, these bloggers say who live in mommy's basement. Oh, these fools that talk about toxic vaccines and so, these are the safest, most wonderful things ever invented. Sure they are. Sure they are. The bulk of immunity in the Western world, in any world, produced immunity from childhood diseases occurred as a result of improved nutrition, the rise of the middle class, sanitation, if you've ever heard of that, lack of overcrowding. That's why populations developed immunity way before vaccines were ever introduced, way before antibiotics were ever introduced. All non-medical reasons, all non-medical reasons. A strong immune system, that's what people need. Natural immunity is what people need. Absolute natural immunity. Getting where I'm going here? I hope so. Because freedom has to break out everywhere. Everywhere where the globalists have their hands in, that's where it has to break out. And it is breaking. All those millions of health freedom people, many of whom I was in contact with in the early 1990s, many of whom came forward when I was running for a seat in Congress, come on back, people. Now is the time. Wake up. Your radical revolutionary spirit of freedom, which, by the way, was the most powerful that I've ever encountered in my life, because these people knew in their bones and blood and cells how important it was that they have a choice, unlimited choice, for how to take care of their own health. Come on back. Now is the time. Now is the time to spread the word, freedom. That's where we're going. That isn't left or right or center or Democrat or Republican or this or that or whatever group has been hijacked. No. It's the basis. It's the basis. It's why the Constitution required limited government. Severely limited government. Why else do you think? They knew about the European monarchies. They knew about these pompous idiots on their thrones who claim to have divine right to rule. Wow. Yes, I have divine right to rule. It's been granted to me here. It's on this piece of paper. No. Freedom. Limited government. We'll be back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
Okay, we're back. John Rappaport here in the fourth hour on InfoWars. We have a few minutes left here. So, let's see. Here's the story. they're going to start, and they've already started, because you can see with SB 277, if you haven't heard of it in California, mandating vaccines for school children. There are, at last count, I think it was 135 bills up in a number of states, some, you know, really outrageous number, in one way or another trying to mandate vaccination. No informed consent, no freedom. Hey, we don't care about that. You're going to see increasing attacks along the line of medical and health. More. It's coming. Because they, the globalists, have to keep forcing this down our throats. They have to. I can't emphasize strongly enough how central the medical cartel is to the globalist army as it marches forward. I've already explained it. I just can have to say it again. They've got to keep doing that. Because if you've got the freedom to decide every issue about your own health, that's a hell of a freedom. Think about it. It radiates out from you. Well, I tried this and I got healthier. Wow, that was me. And whatever I did, whatever I used, my choice, whoever I went to see. And a contagion of freedom begins from there, as it has for untold millions of people. That's why they're so radical. They know what freedom is. They've experienced it in their own bodies, minds, psyches, souls, you know? Well, now that I've got this freedom, and I'm stronger, more alive, more alert, more powerful, more real, more energetic, let's see what else is happening. Oh, wow, there's another area of horrendous globalist oppression over there, and there's another one over there. Wow, I didn't see that before. We got to get rid of all of that, you see. Whereas if they can keep you in the system, more and more drugs, more sick, more symptoms, more diagnoses, more this, more that, more doctors clucking at you, and oh, well, now you've got blah, 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 and we have to give you this toxic drug. You know, that's what they're doing. Diabolical. Really. Diabolical. And a lot of the doctors know it. And they still do it. But out here is all the freedom. Big time freedom. And as I say, it's contagious. It rolls. I did something based on my own freedom, and it made me better. Wow, I feel better. I am better. What else can I do? There's lots you can do. The breakout, folks, freedom. Thanks for your attention. Support InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Get the word out. See you next time. John Rappaport here.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.